This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Prince George residents can identify a familiar sound scraping through the air multiple times a day in our community as trains clack across a landscape and horns blast their alert on the edge of town. Similar sounds have been present since the early 1900s here in Claidley-Tenay territory. Commemorating that industrial heritage is a railway and forestry museum on River Road. While we're aware that their collection of machines and artifacts have historical value, we may not always be cognizant of the hard cash value some of these items carry. Our community was bluntly reminded of this fact on the night of Saturday, February 22nd, when a vintage Nathan M5 air chime railway horn was stolen from the property. Park manager Brian Veek gave us a closer look at the sleeping giant, an RS-10 diesel-electric hybrid locomotive, circa the early 1950s, minus one specific component.
Within the horns, there's a series of chimes, some of which are reversible, and there's bells within the horn itself.
That's right. On the back of each flute, there's a little disc, and as you pass air over the disc, it vibrates at a certain frequency.
What was the model of the horn that was stolen?
I'm not an expert on horns, but a fella in Vancouver Island was actually the one that developed the Nathan horn, and that became the standard across North America.
Really?
Yeah. So, another local thing. You'd never guess that something like that would be developed right here in BC. So this was a M5 air chime. There's several similar models that later, I think it was the K5LA that was on this locomotive that got stolen last year, the 6001 electric.
Wow.
That's another victim of our copper thieves. So
I bet you there'd be an incredible
amount
of copper.
There was wire between
that.
Each one of these insulators on the roof.
Right.
And that's all been cut off by the copper thieves and everything.
What? I was about to ask, my impression is that the Railway and Forestry Museum doesn't experience theft very often, but this actually isn't the first time a horn has been stolen.
Actually, it started last year. Four horns are now missing. And yeah, I know, it's really sad, because I mean, the whole museum is started by volunteers, supported by volunteers, and generous donations by the public, local companies and corporations and everything. It's one of the reasons people love living here. And, you know, you always hear so much negative stuff about Prince George, but then you look past a few blemishes that we have, and Prince George is such an awesome place. The people I meet here are spectacular. Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's in polite company, disappointing when you see something like this happen.
Yeah.
Thefts are quite rare here. I mean, we do have an upgraded security system here. There's only so much you can do with some of the artifacts that are on the outside.
Yeah.
We're always improving, though, so that makes it a little better. But, yeah.
What are some of the limitations between surveilling a space like this? The Railway and Forestry Museum extends out from beyond just your office headquarters.
Yeah.
It's an exterior museum. You walk throughout these hulking relics of the past that represent so much about a provincial history. You can't contain them inside a building. The expense of that would be, well, astronomical, I'm sure.
Well, that's something we're always working on.
Right.
And I mean, you know, in the ideal world, we'd have all kinds of indoor spaces. And eventually, we're aiming for that.
Yeah.
So it'll come. It's just more work on everybody's part to make it happen. So yeah, 8.5 acres that we have here. Usually the tool I need is 8.5 acres away from where it's needed. So that's what keeps us busy here. The thefts here are very rare.
Yeah.
And when they come along, it's always a shock and a big disappointment that you see.
Yeah.
You know, something like, you know, the train horn here. We do sound them every once in a while and blame them on our neighbor here across the tracks. But, it's a pretty big thrill when you get a chance to, like, grab that horn, that cord, and give a good blast on the horn. You can actually, with some of the older horns, you can actually play the horn. You know, whereas modern locomotives, you press a button and it honks. These things here, when you feather the valves off, you can do some pretty neat stuff with them. So
it's a perk of employment around here.
It definitely is. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to take a look at this unit?
I guess this is an RS-10. And one of only two left in existence.
Wow.
And this is a diesel electric here. And
it's a diesel electric?
Yeah, so just like a modern locomotive, you've got a big diesel engine that runs a generator, and then the generator creates electricity that drives the, in this case, four traction motors underneath. It's not like you can just pop a clutch on one of these things and pull a mile-long train. Using the electric motors to pull the train is a lot more practical. And this one was actually stored serviceable. So when BC Rail donated it to the museum, they did a lot of great work to stabilize the unit.
Wow.
And basically just needs a really good amount of work to get the paint restored on it, and it would be a great piece. We actually had an ex-BC Rail employee come by and show us how to start it up and the maintenance we need to do on it every year to keep it up mechanically.
Wow.
So yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. You can almost drive this train engine out of here. It's
you literally could, because we're actually, every track that you see in the museum here is connected to every other track through the turntable and to the outside world. So
did you ever have a chance to blast some air through the horn that was stolen before it went missing?
Not this particular one, unfortunately. It just breaks my heart because it is a really neat horn. Right behind us here, we have a three-chime horn, a J3, that we regularly put some air in there and, like I said, blame it on our neighbors, and we're hooting and tooting over here having some fun. So
normally, this horn is on top of this locomotive.
Yeah.
I would imagine you don't climb on top of every single locomotive every day. How did you notice that this particular horn was missing?
In this particular case, we actually got a warning ahead of time that something might be happening. A fella in Texas actually saw on a Discord server a picture of our horn. So it was probably taken when the other horns were stolen. He phoned a collector in Vancouver who immediately phoned us and said, you got to get up there and do something because your horn is extremely rare and could be a target. So we immediately got our shovel out and climbed up there because there was a pile of snow on there. Right. And so the bolts were frozen. So we put some lubricant on there, try and loosen it up, and we were going to come back the next day and break it off with a breaker bar. And unfortunately, when we came back the next day, it was gone already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just that fast. You know, it's, you know, there's a lot of legitimate collectors out there, and they hate to see this kind of thing too, you know. And it usually, you know, somebody will come along, snag one of these things, and it's never seen again. So it can never be shared with anybody. And like I said, the sound from this horn is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, I used to live in the Pemberton Valley when I was a kid, and you could always hear those five chimers echoing off the valley walls as they come in there. So there's quite a bit of nostalgia attached to a lot of these things as well. So,
did you have the feeling you were being watched as you were loosening up the bolts on this thing, or trying to jiggle it free?
Well, we're next to, you know, a gorgeous bird sanctuary next door at the Cottonwood Island Park. Yeah. And so when we had the copper thefts, of course, you know, the alarms would go off, get up at 2 a.m, run down here, check it out, everything would be fine, and they'd be hiding in the park, and then we'd leave, and then they'd come back and start all over again. That's the same thing that happened in this particular case. It came through a known hole in the fence that we had patched, and he had cut the patch back out again, and we could follow the footsteps where he came through from the park.
Gotcha.
We've been here. We're 40 years old, the museum. We've never had this kind of problem before.
The locomotive we're standing right beside, an electric one, also had its horn stolen?
That's one of the iconic pieces at the park here, the big electric locomotive. It's on all our brochures. Everybody knows that we have this locomotive, so it's a big attraction, and it's really cool. So unfortunately, of course, that can attract the wrong kind of attention as well. And so, you know, thanks to some of the exposure we've gotten on the internet, unfortunately, exposes us to new perils that we really didn't expect. Yeah. So unfortunately, now the rest of the horns in the park that we have been removed and are stored safely somewhere. And I'm not going to tell you where, but
at an undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location under heavy guard. And
it's not how you would have wanted to celebrate your 40th anniversary of operation.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. A new five-horn train whistle is mm-hmm. approximately $5,000 if you were to try to go buy it now. Do you have any idea what this particular unit might be worth in collector circles?
Well, it's hard to say what people will pay for it. I mean, I know one went on eBay last year there for about $6,000 Canadian. Just a brand new one, if you went down to CN today and had to replace a horn on an engine, it's about $5,000. So what one is worth, mounted to the machine right behind us here that has all that history and the unique sound and everything, I mean, yeah, it's priceless.
That's park manager Brian Beek at the Prince George Railway and Forestry Museum, walking us through the significance of not just the missing Nathan M5 air chime horn, but three others that have also been stolen, along with some copper. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.